USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. Chinese military says it plans to conduct drills around Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left the island. A post on Chinese state media says live fire drills will begin Thursday in five sections of the South China Sea and the Pacific Islands surrounding Taiwan. China has expressed anger over her trip to Taiwan and has said it threatens relations with the U.S. Catholic Vote has tracked a massive uptick in violence against pregnancy care centers, with 11 acts of vandalism in July and 31 attacks, including firebombing in June alone. Altogether, there have been 62 pro-abortion attacks on pregnancy resource centers since early May. And prices at the pump are down again today. AAA lists the national average price for a gallon of regular gas at $4.16. That's a drop of 2 cents from yesterday and 14 from just a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
California's largest wildfire of the season is now blamed for four deaths. Authorities confirmed Tuesday that two more bodies have been found along the path of the massive McKinney fire. Earlier this week, two bodies were discovered in a burned-out car, with the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office saying it appeared they were trying to flee the raging inferno. Call Fire says the blaze remains at 0% containment after burning through more than 56,000 acres. And new rights are being offered to illegal immigrants.
Flying in the face of everything constitutional, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, without discussion or notification, voted last week to allow illegal immigrants to take government jobs. Another law in San Francisco that allowed illegal immigrants to vote in school board meetings was struck down last week by San Francisco Superior Court Judge Richard Ulmer. His ruling stated that the Constitution of the United States cannot be overwritten by state constitutions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Kansas voters on Tuesday sent a resounding message about their desire to protect abortion rights, rejecting a ballot measure in a conservative state with deep ties to the anti-abortion movement that would have allowed the Republican-controlled legislature to tighten restrictions or ban the procedure outright. President Joe Biden said the Kansans sent a clear signal at the ballot box.
In a decisive vote, in a decisive victory, voters made it clear that politicians should not interfere with the fundamental rights of women.
The Senate voted Tuesday night to pass a long-sought bipartisan legislation to expand health care benefits for millions of veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service, sending the bill to the president to sign into law. The final vote was 86-11. John Stewart, who lobbied hard for the bill, comments.
I'm not sure I've ever seen a situation where people who have already given so much had to fight so hard to get so little. I hope we learn a lesson.
Finally, a Utah man's been arrested on accusations he started a wildfire while trying to burn a spider with his lighter. Corey Allen Martin, 26, told deputies that he spotted the spider Monday while he was in a hiking area in the foothills south of Salt Lake City near the city of Springville. Deputies found a jar of marijuana in his belongings, but he didn't appear to be high, according to Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon. I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.